flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I saw where the odds on the Blazers landing Cooper Flagg now 10-1.
Flags!
Which is
not good.
Well, I mean, it's not terrible.
It's not good for...
Well, here's the context, if you want it.
Yes.
The Wizards are 5-1. The Jazz, 5.5-1. The Nets are 6-1. The Hornets are 6.5-1. And the Raps are 7-1. And then yours, hers. So if you wonder what 10-1 means, you have to bet 100 to win 1,000. So it's a long shot. Now...
And there are too many teams ahead of you.
Yeah, well, that's just it. It's like... it's like, well, you have plenty of time to plummet down the standings. Well, yes, but other teams aren't just going to let you.
They're not
going
to suddenly start doing the opposite of what they've been doing.
Yeah, like it's just, it's a race.
You're too late to the party here.
It's a race to the bottom and you're behind and you're not going to catch up, especially at this time of the year. And if you haven't watched Cooper Flagg yet, oh, baby. Listen, I wasn't.
Yeah, Flagg!
We talked about this, you know, back in November. When college basketball just started, and he's a freshman at Duke, and you know, it's like I was like, these freshmen, they're kind of overrated. They always are. We always overrate the big name, big high falutin freshmen, one and done guys, because they're just young. They're raw. There's a learning curve. Well, Cooper Flagg and Duke, you know, they lost a few games early. They didn't. He was like, all right, I see the potential, but soft as butter, and you know, it's like, all right, well, we'll see where they're at. Come March, you know. Oh, baby. He has figured it out. I saw that he's shooting 63% in his last six games. Like, they can't stop him. The college guys can't stop him. Now, he's still, you know, I mean, just think about when he gets some bulk and some muscle and just more experience, age. Dude, he is legit. And of course, everybody's been saying that, but you know, you got to lay your eyes on him to really get it. And I'm telling you, dude, he's unbelievable. So, how the Blazers didn't have a better plan to land this guy is exactly why we have no faith that they'll ever turn a corner. Because, well, a great example: look at Utah.
And you don't even need to, like, there's no guarantee that you can be the team to do it just through tanking. But you could put yourself in a whole lot better position, and haven't.
Well, you have to have a plan. And this is why I was going to bring up Utah. Look, Utah wasn't very good last year, but nobody had them in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes.
No,
Well, what happens? They hire Danny Ainge, and Danny Ainge isn't dumb. Danny Ainge is like, wait a minute.
Straight to the bottom, boys.
Yeah, that's right. And it's like, why didn't you do that? I don't know.
And you've got the roster to do that.
You have a better roster to do that than he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Lauri Markkanen got hurt and then Ainge was like, okay, well, maybe we'll just shut her down. No, he had a plan. I would love to know how he went about it, but...
Because there's some finessing that has to be done with that.
For sure. But they have the second best odds, Utah. And that's a guy... Like, the NBA, that league is a league of dudes. In other words, if you get the guy, you're getting other guys. That's really it. The NFL is just so much more complex in terms of the salary cap and building out a roster. And you have to have a GM. You have to have good scout. You have to have everything.
You could dumb it down in the NBA to saying you need three good guys.
That's right.
And maybe a kind of so-so coach.
And to get three good guys, there are a handful of alphas in the NBA circles. You need one of those guys. One of them is Pat Riley. One of them is Danny Ainge. And what's crazy, and there are others, but I'm just saying that that's what you have. The NBA, everybody knows who gets the guy. So if you get a Danny Ainge, a Pat Riley, they're going to go get the other guys. It's not Joe Cronin. No offense to Joe Cronin. He's just very inexperienced. So Danny Ainge was sitting out there. You had your shot at Danny Ainge. Now, I'm not saying Danny Ainge would have taken the job, but he has ties to Portland, played for the Blazers. So why there was never even any mention of them trying to go after him. And now he lands in Utah, and now he's playing chess, you're playing checkers, and you maybe could have had him, or you at least got to take a run at him, don't you?
You at least could have been in a better position than you're in. And you're not,
and
because
now
and that is a choice.
And now he is right in the heart of the Cooper Flag. Like, dude, if that guy goes to Utah, gets Cooper Flag, and they lap the Blazers, I mean, I don't know. What gives you hope? I mean,
that's a great question.
Because it's just not, I don't know, the NBA,
it's not the front office. It's not the staff. Right now, it's not the players. What would give you hope right now?
God.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I mean, just a sale. I think a sale.
A change in management.
And I know people are going to try to tell you, well, a sale won't mean anything. Jody spends money. Well, yes, she'll spend. She's got dough. She'll spend it. But what is it? What good does it do if she doesn't know what she's doing?
You need a makeover from the very, very top of this organization.
I couldn't agree more. So, you know, what should the Blazers have done? Well, if they had a better plan. Now, I'm not saying that you need Danny Ainge to tank. Okay. But I just don't understand what the Blazers were doing going into this season.
I have concepts of a plan.
With Chauncey. Like, obviously, Chauncey is pissed about this tanking thing. He doesn't want to tank.
You're a loser.
So I think the Blazers almost had to fire. I don't know why they still have him. Why did you not? Because you have to be on the same page. Your GM all the way down, you have to be on the same page. So you got to, if the coach is going to say, hey, dude, I'm trying to win as many games as I can. Well, then he's out, and that would have been dirty, but it's a dirty business. So he's out.
Yeah, I mean,
then you hire someone.
If he wants to do something in his first head coaching position that is counter to what you're trying to do as an organization, then you've got to part ways.
Bingo. And everybody knows he's not coming back. They didn't re-up him. So I don't know what they're doing with him. Chauncey is, you know, to me, I think he could be a really good NBA coach. I really do.
And we have no idea because he's had nothing.
He has nothing to work
consistent
with.
Consistent or, you know, worthwhile to work with.
But I think he is saying, screw you, I'm going to do my job.
And right, and you know what? That's how he gets his next job.
Exactly, and he will. And that's not, I don't know why the Blazers let him do that. So that's what I would have done, is I would have moved on from him, hire someone who aligns with the youth movement, who won't give you the middle finger when you talk about losing, you know, a certain percentage of your games. Then you shut down Grant, Ayton, Williams, you shut them down early, and you get with them, and you talk to them about getting them somewhere where they want to be. If you had done those things, I think the Blazers would be in a better position to land this kid, Cooper Flagg. And they're going to tell you there's still plenty of time to get in position, but
no,
other teams know that. You think they're just going to let you fall to the bottom? So the Blazers can't even lose right. It's insane. It's got to be maddening for you as fans. And I think it's where the inexperience of the GM comes in. You hired a guy who'd never been a GM before. So your entire franchise, you got to be on the same page with this stuff.
Kind of rudderless.
Totally rudderless. And in this instance, it's clear that the coach and the GM aren't on the same page. And so I don't know where you go from here. And for those who don't believe in tanking, I get that point of view. I really do.
But get ready for more of this. Whatever it is.
But what I would say to you is the Blazers are 16 and 28. Is that better than 6 and 38? And if you say yes, you're an idiot. Because what's the difference? You suck either way. So it pays to suck worse to get better faster. Now, there's no guarantee at all. Of course not.
But you're playing odds.
But
just
you're
like
16 and 28.
You talked about this earlier with gambling. You're playing the numbers. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to give yourself the best probability, the best percentage, the best opportunity.
Yes, and I think that there's a difference. It matters who is the number one pick. And no, there's no guarantee when you tank that you're going to turn it around because you may have just bad management.
But doing it last year for Anthony Richarceau was not 100%. What anyone is interested in.
That's right. When there's a carrot like Cooper Flagg, you got to get your ducks in a row from the start of the season to really get down there and get that. Because that guy changes your franchise. That's the guy, not Risar. How's that guy even doing? Risar what?
Anthony Risarche.
How's he doing?
Is
he any good?
I don't know. Good question. I believe that the second pick, Alex Sarr, is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year, not Risarche.
Okay. As I predicted.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, I scout the league, you know. Well, anyway, the Blazers. Coming up next on randoms. I was thinking again about Ryan Day. I don't know why, but I've been thinking about him a lot.
Sounds like it.
I like Ryan Day. And I think he's a damn good coach. But I still don't really know where to classify him amongst the best coaches. So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.